recently, there was just a church not far from us, about 2 hours away. Somebody tried to burn it down.
We as Catholics should feel a strong responsibility to defend the places of worship.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Lent, and we are on Meditation 120 of Divine Intimacy, the Value of Obedience.
So glad to see you this beautiful Monday day, the start of the week here, and we are so grateful that you have given us your time. I hope you're blessed by this meditation.
St. John of the Cross has said, God wants from us the least degree of obedience and submission, rather than all the works we desire to offer him. Why? Because obedience makes us surrender our own will, to adhere to God's will, as expressed in the orders of our superiors. Okay, so it just what really makes me think of, like, obviously I have lots of things that I'd love to give to God, and I choose to give to him out of my own desires. But is that really what he wants me to give to him? You know, I think that's a really great question to ask ourselves. And I was thinking, like, how do I know exactly what God wants from me? He just wants the smallest degree, it says here, the least degree of obedience and submission. And I was thinking, what is, like, kind of the bare minimum as a Catholic in terms of what we can offer to God? And so I just thought, okay, well, that would be probably just following the precepts of the church, which are the basic things that we need to do as a Catholic to, you know,
basically be faithful.
And so what are the precepts of the church? And I couldn't remember them off by hand, so I looked them up. So the first one is to attend Mass on Sundays and any holy days of obligation. So that's precept number one. You got to do at least that. Number two, you got to get to confession at least once a year. Number three, you need to receive the Eucharist at least once a year. And I think it even states during the Easter season. So the fourth one is to observe any days of fasting and abstinence. And the fifth one is to provide for the needs of the church.
All right.
So that's basically the bare minimum. The will of God is expressed in his commandments, in the precepts of the church, in the duties of our state and life. Beyond all that, there is still a vast area for our free choice, where it is not always easy to know with certitude exactly what God wants of us. St. Thomas points out that every lawful authority, even in the natural order, such as the civil and social spheres, when commanding within the just limits of its powers, manifests the divine will.
I think a key phrase here is operating within just limits. And that's something that we have to remember when we're dealing with authorities. The authority dealing with just limits. Are they saying something that's within their authority? You know, just within the government here within Canada, there's unjust laws within our country. And for our society, for a society to be just, it also has to have just men. And so we're losing a sense of justice within our society. Men are not just. We're rejecting God. We're rejecting the divine law. Take, for example, hate speech laws here in Canada. We have these laws, but what is hate? Hate is so loosely defined that it could be interpreted by a government to mean anything that this government disagrees with you on could be considered hate. For example, could it be considered a breaking of the hate speech laws if you have or are reading literature that says it is sinful to have sexual relationships with anyone except between one man and one woman in the context of marriage? Well, if that's the case and that meets the definition of hate, then the scriptures are hate speech material. So I think what we have really within this country is a very slippery slope. I think maybe it's my pessimistic attitude, but I think one day we're going to get there. That it's going to be considered hateful to read holy scriptures or hateful to interpret the scriptures as the church teaches that sexual activity is for one man, one woman in the context of marriage, and that marriage is one man, one woman. Anything else is not a marriage. I know even saying such things on YouTube puts you at risk of being demonetized and being shadow banned. But that's the reality. So we have to remind ourselves that because there is an authority, that authority, we have to be careful. Are they saying things that are unjust? Even if there isn't a secular authority, and generally speaking, should always be followed, unless they are teaching something that is contrary to divine law. For example, a secular government does not have the authority to redefine marriage. Marriage was instituted by God. It's given to us by God. It is outside of the authority of government. Mm-hmm. So here, there's an example where we as Catholics don't have to listen to the definition of marriage according to the government here within our country, because it violates natural law.
Mm-hmm. We even see it in the Old Testament where people wouldn't follow the rules of the king. And then they would, you know, you think of like Azariah being put into the furnace or Daniel being thrown to the lion's den. Like people would defy the king and follow what was true and good.
And just wait for the lions to come out after this video.
You know, it's interesting that you were bringing that up, because just recently there was just a church not far from us, about 2 hours away. Somebody tried to burn it down. They were throwing gasoline. They had a little camera right on at the door. So they were able to have footage of this whole event happening. And it was barely on the news. Like I had to search for it. And then I went to go share the link to share how, like, this was just, I couldn't believe this almost happened at this beautiful church in the capital city of our province, Regina. And I couldn't share it. And it said that what came up was that the Canadian government does not allow this type of material to be shared or something like that. And I was like, what? Like, I'm not allowed to share a story about a church almost being burned down? Crazy.
It is the world we live in. And you don't hear people about it. That's wrong, by the way. It's wrong. The church is a place of worship where we honor God, but it also has a real presence of Jesus there. We as Catholics should have feel a strong responsibility to defend the places of worship. It also gives us as a culture identity to the past. Mm-hmm. You get rid of these monuments. It disconnects you from the past. And this is what's happening. Whether it be a church or another type of monument, it doesn't fit within the woke mentality. Well, then take it down. Does it mean that everything in the past was perfect? No, it doesn't. But when you separate, when you start taking down these things, you are attacking a culture's identity and where they have come from. So yeah, we've definitely in Canada have a church burning problem. And you don't hear about it. And that's wrong.
So obedience makes us this happy exchange, renunciation of our own will for God's will. For this reason, the saints loved obedience. Okay, so what this makes me think of is our dear friend, Sister Miriam Josephine. So she just recently took her first vows with the Queenship of Mary, and we were so blessed to have five of the sisters from the Queenship of Mary, come to our house last week. And I have to say, like, my beautiful friend, who I've known for probably the last 20 years, you've known her for even longer, because she was in your youth group when Ken was a youth minister. She's now a sister, and I just feel like the joy, because she is now has taken vows of obedience, the joy that she now has. And she even in the email that she wrote, so I was like, what would you like to do during your time here? She's like, Janelle, I am now like a daughter of the church. And I just feel like whatever the Lord's will is for me will be, you know, my joy. And it's true. She was just so joyful to just receive whatever was going to happen that afternoon. And it was a joyful afternoon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I think we're done. You got to the end. Well, hey, thanks for listening, friends. Janelle and I will see you on Wednesday, and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.